Jesus' primary method of creating meetings was through a metaphor, simile, a parable, and dramatic action rather than through logic and reasoning. Today we read the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. We just read it, but I'm going to recharacterize it into an Americanized context placed in the 1850s. This will hopefully demonstrate the huge risk the Good Samaritan took in compassionately caring for the wounded Jew and transporting him to an inn within Jewish territory. A Samaritan would not have been safe in a Jewish town with a wounded Jew over the back of his riding animal. Community vengeance would likely be asserted against him, even if he saved the life of the Jew. Now suppose a Native American found a cowboy with two arrows in his back, leapt off his horse, threw his arms around the cowboy, cleaned his wounds and bandaged them, placed the cowboy on his horse and rode into Dodge City. The Native American then checked into a room over the saloon, spent the night taking care of the cowboy. And the Native American then paid for several weeks boarding and lodging for the cowboy, and he assured the saloon keeper of further payment for any additional medical requirements of the wounded cowboy. He did this all at the risk of his own life. How do you think the residents of Dodge City would have treated that Native American when he went to leave? Most Americans know the residents would have killed him, even though he had helped the cowboys. This view of the parable of the Good Samaritan focuses on the moral and ethical teaching of Jesus. It focused on, to whom must I become a neighbor? This parable clearly indicates that a neighbor is anyone that needs help. In the story of the Good Samaritan, he was generous enough to see the wounded Jew as a neighbor. He ignored the long history of enmity between his people and the Jews. In the Americanized version, the Native American was generous enough to see the wounded cowboy as a neighbor. He ignored the battle for land and territory with the settlers who were taking the land, and he saw the cowboy as a neighbor. What made the Good Samaritan and the Native American so special was not the language they spoke or the color of their skin, but the compassion in their hearts. Now let's look at another view of this parable. Let's look at the theological view. Suppose I was in a deep depression. I lost all hope. I was trapped in some serious addictive behaviors. I had no one to turn to and was unable to change my behavior. People tried to help me and it failed and felt it wasn't worth the trouble and gave up on me and left me. But along came a man who lifted me up, prayed for me, showed me his love, welcomed me to his church, gave me forgiveness, asked me to follow him, and told me he would never leave me or forsake me. As followers of Jesus, we can easily see ourselves in that sinful person because we were once dead, badly beaten by our own sins. But we have been picked by Jesus. We've been spotted by Jesus, the Good Samaritan par excellence, and our ultimate neighbor who died for us. He has healed us and delivered us from our sins out of his loving mercy and compassion for us. After he healed us, he has entrusted us to his inn, here, his church, for further spiritual caring and nourishment. Jesus is the Good Samaritan who said that he will be back someday in the future to take us with him to his kingdom. So what are our life messages from these readings, from the parable of the Good Samaritan? Who would we have been that day? Would we have been the thief, the priest, the Levite, or the Good Samaritan or the Native American? If a person has a need that we can and should meet, that person is our neighbor. Every time we see a person in need, we immediately become a neighbor. We become a minister with a ministry. This parable is an invitation for all of us to love our enemies, to love those who we have previously hated, ignored, or opposed. And Jesus is inviting us to have hearts of mercy for those where they are being, those who are hurt, mistreated, or on any of the various Jericho roads of life. Secondly, let us never doubt the love of God and the depth of his mercy. Most of all, let us always have a spirit of gratitude for the love of Jesus Christ, our Good Samaritan, par excellence, who has purchased for us eternal life with him in heaven. Jesus did this, not like the Good Samaritan or the Native American, by paying for a couple weeks to a month of room and board, but by dying for us, by giving his life for us. He founded his church for our salvation, and as head of the church and through the presence of the Holy Spirit, he cares for us like the Good Samaritan cared for the man who had been beaten and robbed in the parable. Through his church, he takes care of us so we may live with him for all eternity. Jesus Christ is the Good Samaritan.